Head coach Corey Nielsen joins us on Panthers Radio with Zynomics. A 4-point Elite League weekend, Corey, and a blistering start against the Belfast Giants. You must be happy.
Yeah, 4 points is 4 points. We'll take it. Obviously yesterday I didn't think we played our best. Today we came out in that first period and we were awesome. We were really good. Now obviously, up 5-0, gears dropped and, it started to slow down. But it was a hard day yesterday. It was hard, a lot of contact, tough travel week, lots of things going on. And for them to come out the way they did and get the work done, I mean, at the end of the year, you don't ask how you get them. You just get them or you don't. And, what I like about this team is that I still don't feel that it really realizes its potential, what it could be if it's put everything together at one time. Sometimes we're playing amazing and we didn't win, and now I don't think we're playing all that great, and we beat opponents. So it's a bit of a mystery, but really quite exciting. And just there's going to be a day, and hopefully very soon, that it all comes together and it's going to be beautiful.
You can't blame them for taking their foot off the gas, Corey, after the 9 days we've just had.
No, I'm not blaming anybody. I'm proud of them. They came out in that first period. They're amazing. I thought, even Galbi, Patrick, he made some great saves. Kids square. I mean, took away the bottom of the net, forced him to beat him high. I thought he was excellent all night long. So, that's a luxury. We're in a real privileged situation here. I've been on the other end. We've been in Belfast shoes, coming here, light bodies, forwards playing D, and that's tough. I feel for them, but I still don't want them to win. But that's a tough situation, and they came in and they battled admirably. But unfortunately, when you don't have the bodies, and we played as fast and as well as we did, it's going to be tough to compete.
Well done. Congratulations. Panthers next at home Saturday against Edinburgh Capitals with their big contingent of Russian players. That's another one worth watching. Good seats still available.